Well, this particular segment on the online service is called the Youth Message, but it's really a message for all of us because we're all children of God, whether we're young in the physical sense or older in the physical sense, we're all youth. We're all people of God who loves God very much. So it's important that we send this message out to the youth, and we hope and pray that they're listening to it. We never know, but we know that they have cell phones and they have access to internet now because of what the schools has given them, laptops and all that kind of stuff. So hope and pray that they're listening. The old, old story of Jesus and his love. And I also think it's very important, and you'll notice that I try, at least, to try to read the scriptures for the week. Because a lot of times people don't read the Bible, and youth are really guilty about that. They don't read it. So I want to be able to tell you and read the Bible from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, in the New Living Translation. And if you are reading your Bible along with us and you have a red letter edition, this indicates that these are the words that Jesus said. Here are God's Word. Chapter 25, starting at verse 14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a trip. He called together his servants and gave them money to invest for him while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of gold to one, 2 bags of gold to another, and 1 bag of gold to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. And then he left on the trip. The servant who received 5 bags of gold immediately went to invest the money and soon doubled it. The servant with 2 bags of gold also went right to work and doubled the money. But the servant who received only 1 bag of gold dug a hole in the ground and hid it, his master's money for safekeeping. And after a long time, the master returned from his trip, and he called them to give account how they'd used his money. The servant to whom he entrusted 5 bags of gold said, "Sir, you gave me 5 bags of gold to invest, and I have doubled the amount." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Next came the servant who had received 2 bags of gold with the report. "Sir, you gave me 2 bags of gold to invest, and I have doubled the amount." The master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with 1 bag of gold came and said, "Sir, you are a hard man, harvesting crops you didn't plant, gathering crops you didn't cultivate, and I was afraid that I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth, and here it is." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, you think that I'm a hard man, doing harvesting crops I did not plant, gathering crops I didn't cultivate? Well, you should at least put my money into the bank so that it could have some interest. Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with 10 bags of gold. To those who use well, they are given. Even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who are unfaithful, even with the little, they will have been taken away. And throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Wow. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy, precious words. So, Jesus taught in parables. So what is a parable? A parable is a earthly message with a heavenly meaning. So what do we mean by that? Well, Jesus told stories that people would understand. And once he told that story that I just shared with you in the scripture about a man going on a long journey, and he entrusted his servants with money to keep for them. One servant did a good job, the second servant didn't do so good, and the last one didn't do anything with the money. Now this parable, and it really is not about money at all, it's about our lives. You see, Jesus wants each of us to be the best that we can be. That's the whole point of this parable. He wants us to take care of our minds, to take care of our bodies, and use them for His glory. His glory being God's glory. And He wants us to reach out, and reach out with our potential as children of the living God, to be happy and healthy, and to do things for God. So, when the final alarm goes off in life, we stand in front of our Heavenly Father and we want Him to tell us, "Well done. You have lived your life to the fullest." But how many words can you use to describe great? You see, throughout history, the words that we use change. Values change, generation change, interpretations change. But sometimes when we express similar feelings to our grandparents or grandchildren, or just use different kind of words to tell different kind of stories. Last week we talked about the first of what we call the kingdom parables of Jesus, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. And this week we're looking at the second of those parables, and we call the parable of the bag of gold, or the multiplication of talents. Well, I've been thinking about the old story in Jesus and His love. It's a story that is I love to tell. And in our hymnal, in United Methodist Hymnal 156, and the hymn is entitled, "I Love to Tell the Story." That's why I like so much when we were in church in person and young people would come up, and I would just love to tell the story, because the story of God's grace and love in my life has just been something special. So, the refrain, or the part of the hymn that at the end that we always say, the chorus may be better than the refrain, the chorus says, "I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme and glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love." Well, that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. I love coming together and sharing God's Word and to the best of my ability, and to be able to help people understand the grace and the love of God. And that old story has been here ever since Jesus was first onto this earth. And then even back in Genesis, at the beginning of recorded history, telling the old story of God's love for all of us. So hope and pray that you're all doing well. Looking forward to seeing you in church sometime soon. God loves you, and I love you.